Another game, another victory for the Vanderbilt Commodores. 2-0 on the season. And they've just given up 6 points on the year. Very impressive. And they've got a big tilt Saturday night. Better be a great atmosphere over on West End as Vanderbilt is going to host Kansas State, a ranked team coming in. Back here on 3D, Darren and Derek with you today. Donick should be back with us tomorrow. Coach, we welcome in Derek Mason. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Darren and Derek. Just came out of a press conference and ready to talk to you guys. What's going on?
Well, you have to be jacked up about this matchup. This is really cool. This is obviously going to be a front and center game. People are going to pay close attention to what happens. Let me start with the defensive side of the ball. I said, you guys, you know, you pitch the shutout on Saturday. You hold MTSU to 6 points. They don't get that till late in the game. You've been kind of the mastermind behind this defense since you've been the head coach over in West End. What, you had some losses last year that had people concerned. It doesn't look like you guys missed a beat at all.
Well, I think every year, you know, you sort of recalibrate, and you got to figure out who your team is. This team is different than the 2016 team. They're driven, and they've got great leadership. They work extremely hard. I mean, I've got a tremendous staff, and all we're trying to do every day is get better. And that in that process, man, you wind up getting into the meat of your schedule. When that time has come, we've got Kansas State this week, so we got to get ready to ride.
The guys that came over, the guys that experienced last year, Coach, yeah, I know you have a whole off season, and after the bowl game, you know, you have some major downtime, and then you have to get geared up again. But because they went through that ride and just really what you guys were able to do at the end of the regular season where it looked like everything came together, kind of the perfect storm, do you think that maybe that helped maybe their confidence and other things moving forward into this season? Or do you say that was last year and this year is a whole new year?
You know, from a confidence and experience standpoint of getting to a bowl game, I thought that was, you know, tremendous for this team. But – you know, it wasn't just about getting to the bowl game. It was about winning the bowl game, and we didn't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a lot of growth that took place there. And that growth has really fueled the passion for this 2017 team. This team is stingy, and they work hard. They're really, you know, blue-collar in their approach, and they take no days off. And if you can do that, you can find ways to get better, and that's what they're doing.
You just gave some good descriptions about your team. I was going to follow up with what have you learned thus far about this year's team?
Well, the leadership is strong, and these guys are going to continue to you know, uphold their end of the bargain. What I tell them is this, if I'm working harder than you, then why are you here? So if we're all going to, you know, put our best foot forward, if we're all going to be all in and put all our chips in the middle of the table, well, then let's do that. You know, anything less – to me, would be uncivilized.
By the way, can I steal that?
Yeah.
I'd like to steal that saying. That's very good.
If you're not working as hard as me, why are you here?
Man, yeah, Chase, get ready. I'm going to use that line on you, okay? So you just get ready.
Oh, boy.
We're talking to Vanderbilt's head football coach, Derek Mason. Coach, what is it that a Bill Snyder coach team does well? They've been able to put up 55 points the last two games, and then, you know, a lot of people might contribute it to the team they were facing, but yet and still, no matter who you face, you got to go out there and you got to play the game.
Right.
What is it that a Bill Snyder coach team does well?
They don't beat themselves. They really embody some of the same things that we talk about. They're relentless. And on both sides of the ball, they come at you, and they don't stop. And, you know, I mean, their special teams has been, you know, one of the best for over a decade. You know, when you look at, you know, I mean, two teams that have played as good of special teams as any team, two teams in the country, is Virginia Tech and Kansas State. And so with that, they know who they are. Their foundation, Coach Snyder's foundation of you know, your physical offense, good defense, and tremendous special teams has been, you know, their calling card for a long time. That's why even in his second stint, okay, I mean, you still see the DNA, okay, that was probably created, you know, I mean, some 25 or 30 years ago. So I truly believe the foundation has been there for them, and they've never left it. He's never forgotten it, and they've never left it.
Now, talk more about Kyle Sherman. He didn't put up a lot of yards, but you didn't need him to do that. But what he was he was accurate and he was efficient. He went 15 for 18 for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. I don't know if you can get any better than that. maybe throwing, you know, 18 for 18, but that's asking a little bit too much. But just talk a little bit about Kyle, first game, second game, and what you're looking for in this third game.
Well, you're always looking to see progress, and I thought from week one to week two, you know, man, Kyle, you know, continued to stay in rhythm. He didn't force throws, and he continued to, you know, extend plays and find, you know, man, guys open. He went through, you know, his read progressions and sometimes got to the second and third, you know, read. He's throwing the ball with great accuracy, and he's really playing with great confidence right now, and I think all those guys around him, those skilled players, are confident. So, really, it's just been a process. His maturation from week one to week two was what we expected, and we just expect him to be better in week three. You know, with the opponent coming in, you know, in the caliber of Kansas State, obviously they're the number 18th ranked team in the country. You know that the challenges are going to be many. And they're going to look to load the box. They're going to play tight coverage. They're going to make him throw into tight windows. But, you know, that's what he's built for. That's what he's worked towards. And it takes a team to get it done.
Now, how difficult is it for you and the coaching staff when you have a game, as you did this past weekend against Alabama and A&M, where the score gets a little bit out of hand, but then you want to get some young guys in there to play, you want to get some other guys, but you don't want your starters, especially with the big game coming up, to lose that momentum that they have.
Right. We I think what you do is you sort of treat playing time like a caveat. I mean, mm-hmm. that's the carrot that you sort of dangle over these guys. That's the piece. You know, I mean, everybody wants to play on game day, but game day opportunities are earned. Mm-hmm. And so you know, I mean, for our veterans, they did what they were supposed to do. We jumped out, okay, and then there was going to be an opportunity for guys, you know, I mean, to get in. During that MTSU game, I put guys in. Guys didn't live up to the standard. We talk about what the standard is. We sort of practice that way every day. This week, they did a much better job of going into the game, okay, and competing, and that's what I'm looking for. I mean, when you don't get very many reps, okay, what you have to do is be competitive. You got to be hungry. And I thought that group went out. You know, I mean, our second and third team guys went out, played hard. They got better. And now, you know, we were able to have some game film to coach those guys off of.
Now, it seems like you have a good problem here. The freshman Wakefield looks like he's going to be tremendous. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Blassing Game is there. Ralph Webb.
Right.
This three-headed monster that you have, if you choose to go that route, it has to be exciting for you.
Yes. It's exciting. I know everybody wants to talk about Ralph. Everybody wants to talk about Ralph. Ralph's the lead dog. Mm-hmm. He is the lead dog. There's no – okay, he walks and all the rest of those dudes walk behind him. But in that manner, you're also talking about, you know, getting into a season and making sure, man, that you don't wear him down. You know, when you play a schedule or this type of schedule that we're getting ready to get into, starting with Kansas State, okay, man, it's about week in and week out production. And so what you want to make sure of is that, you know, these guys can all carry the load. They can keep us healthy, and they all bring something different to the table. So when you have a stable of running backs who you think can play on Saturdays in the SEC, I think you feel real good about where you're going.
You talked about Bill Snyder, Coach. What about this team you're about to face? I saw earlier today in your press conference you said they're a real physical team, this Wildcat Kansas State team. Is that what jumped out at you, or what jumped out at you in kind of getting prepared for your opponent on Saturday?
Well, I've watched Kansas State over the last two seasons. I mean, I went back this summer and watched the previous 2 years, like just to get a look at who they were and what they've done. And now, you know, in this year, you know, looking at their efficiency, looking at the guys on this 2017 Wildcat team that have grown up. I mean, they're a football team that's got juniors and seniors. They got a quarterback, you know, who's late in his career, who's played games or played in games. They've got receivers and skilled players across the board, man, who are dynamic and compete, okay, at a high level. So for me, it's been about, you know, steadily understanding exactly, you know, who they are, and across the board, we studied their special teams, and they don't have any chink in their armor. There's a reason why they're sitting as the number 18 team in the country, and it's because you don't find any flaws or deficiencies. You're going to get their A game every week, and they always seem to meet the challenge, and it's going to be a great opportunity for Vanderbilt University to step on a big stage.
Well, if you're ever looking for a side business, you need to put these sayings on some T-shirts and sell them. I'll buy them. Telling you what, I get inspired just talking to you every week.
Well, these are the everyday conversations that you have with young men who are 18 to 22 years old. We just try to make sure that we can keep it real and make sure we're to the point about real self, not ideal self. Because in this game, all that matters is your tape, because your tape is your resume.
Yeah, good stuff, as always. Hey, we appreciate it. Best of luck on Saturday. We'll certainly be watching. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
All right. That is Vanderbilt head coach Derek Mason. Their kickoff, 6:30. Over at Vanderbilt Stadium on West End, 6:30, Kansas State and Commodores. Something's got to give. Mm-hmm. Both teams 2-0. This should be a great matchup Saturday night under the lights. We'll come back with the fourth and final hour. By the way, Derek Mason, our interview with him every Tuesday on the show, brought to you by Jensen Comfort Shoes. Fourth and final hour next.